Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for the week of August 10th, 2024. Well, folks, the energy of a quantum cosmic shift continues. And what compels that shift is the force of opposition. Yeah, that's something to meditate on. That's the cosmic theme this week and through August, opposition. So let's break it down. This morning, the moon transits Libra. Oh, we love a moon in Libra. A Libra moon is gifted with understanding the other side of things. It's the plein air painter. It's a Venus-ruled sign, and it's characterized by a desire for harmony, beauty, symmetry, dry basements. Libra moons are the diplomats, the romantics, the interior designers that make things beautiful because they know what the customer wants. Moon Libra energy expresses itself in asking how the other person is doing, letting someone cut in front of you in line and waiting at a traffic light for others to pass. It's also the energy of good customer service. Now, get it? Now, here's the downside, and there's always a downside. When Moon Libra energy is afflicted, that is when it runs into more self-serving planetary energies, it really yucks the yum. And that happens when the Moon Libra energy crosses paths with the unhinged narcissist of the zodiac. You know, the people that are all about themselves. And they take advantage of the good nature of a Moon in Libra. Well, what do you think that opposition does? Well, it causes friction, that's for sure. Now, on Sunday, that friction kicks in when the move moves into a square aspect with the sun in Cancer. Now, a Cancer sun's energy is the energy of clans and tribes. It's the kind of energy that will do anything for the family, including decimating your family or some other family. So when the sun in Cancer clashes with the moon in Libra, bang! Me and mine clash with a sense of the other. Oh, that's a real tough one. Now, added to the energy of opposition between the sun and the moon is Saturn. Saturn is exactly opposite the sun this week. That can suppress and even depress a person's energy. It can make you feel hopeless because the sun is weak, and the sun is our sense of confidence and self. Now, when the sun is weakened in Cancer, it can bring out the worst. Think of how easy it is to snap when you feel like you're at the end of your rope. That's it. I've had enough. That certainly sucks the energy out of thinking about how others feel or what they need. Now, all this is building to a crescendo as we move deeper into August. By the end of the week, when the moon moves from Venus-ruled Libra into Mars-ruled Scorpio, watch out! That's a place where the moon will fight for its own survival and care not for what is ruin. It's the nasty breakup, the scorched earth policy, the energy that says, if I can't win, you can't win. The moon in Scorpio ultimately reaches a point of transcendence and transformation, but it's only after a lot of deep suffering. But the process has a silver lining. Oh, dear. Now, the moon's transit also acts like a spark to excite the energies of other planets. Now, in this case, the Scorpio moon will be opposite Mars-Jupiter that's conjunct in Taurus. All that happens at 23 degrees next Saturday. That's when the force of opposition builds and builds and builds and comes to maximum impact. This week is kind of like a building to that. Now, what does the opposition involve? Peace versus war, civility versus incivility, the need for me and mine versus what do you need? Now, to add to the drama is that the Scorpio-Taurus opposition has as its focal planet the cosmic bad bunny, Saturn. When Saturn is involved, it's a karmic kickback. It's a feeling like, well, it just had to happen. There was no way to avoid it. Yeah, there's the iceberg. See it? Can you steer clear of it? No. Oh, well, we got a hit. All you can say after the collision is, I told you so. What? You didn't think it would sink? And the next time, don't skip the lifeboats. Now, while the opposition is in full force, two other planets are adding to the energy. The Sun next week moves into Leo. The Sun loves being in Leo, but first it crosses the karmic knot of water changing to fire. That happens on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of August. Some astrologers refer to it as the sorrowful degree because sorrowful things may occur. The Sun, the real engine of the solar system, our positivity and confidence, is underwater. It's not functioning. It's offline. It's out of service. It's like letting the lunatics run the asylum. Now, and if you've noticed, Mercury is retrograde. Oh boy, that will compound the intensity of the force of opposition with confusion. Remember that Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, For What It's Worth? Something is happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Now, the force of opposition is as much a part of human experience as hurricanes and earthquakes are a part of nature. This is the uplifting part of the message. So, ultimately, it merges into a rebalancing, a rebuilding, a rethinking, a reorganizing. You know, I make it all better. It will show you where you need to be stronger, put on a new roof, get the rot out, and move on to a new and improved state of being. But in the meantime, it's a good week to batten down the hatches and keep an eye on the forecast. In other words, pay attention. No one ever said evolution would be easy. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Take care of yourself and others. See you next week. Bye.